Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, I didn't send the crew much of this footage. We showed it a lot yesterday. If they want to put other stuff up there, they can. But this is just some of the desecration of the monuments from the anti-Israel left yesterday. And I think this needs to be said because I'm not hearing it anywhere else. I can be against Netanyahu and what Israel is doing politically. I can be against them. And I can also be against what these radicals are doing in the streets, burning American flags and desecrating monuments. You can be against both. You probably should be against both, but I'll leave that up to you. You can make your own decisions of what you want to support and what you don't want to support. I'm against both. I'm against Netanyahu gaslighting the American people. I'm against Netanyahu lying to the American people. I'm against Israel owning our Congress. I'm against that. I'm against Netanyahu being called His Excellency. I'm against all that. I'm no fan of Netanyahu. I'm also no fan of leftist terrorists desecrating Washington, D.C. I'm no fan of leftist terrorists burning American flags. I'm against both of it. There's no either or here. Yes, you can be against both of it. I would say you should be against both of it. Now, let's be clear about something else. And, you know, I'm not going to spend too much time on this because this issue, you really just can't even win. But you really don't think there weren't Israeli propagandists in that crowd making these Hamas supporters look bad? And you say, well, okay, Owen, you don't call them Hamas supporters. Well, okay, when you go out and spray paint pro-Hamas propaganda on monuments, now you're pro-Hamas. But do we even know? Are these even American people? Are those even Americans spraying that stuff? Could those be insurgents? Could those be propaganda agents? I don't know. Maybe they're Americans that hate Israel that much. Maybe they are pro-Hamas. But yeah, okay, now when you go out and you chant Hamas chants, now you're officially pro-Hamas. Now, just being anti-Israel make you pro-Hamas? Of course not. Let's look at all the different gray areas and nuances to this. But no, you can be against Netanyahu and what they're doing in the Gaza Strip and Israel owning our Congress, and you can be against these radicals in the streets desecrating our monuments and burning our flag. But let's be clear about something. Let's really be honest about something. All of these pro-Israel people that are complaining that this was allowed to happen in Washington, D.C., that this was allowed to happen in the United States of America as they're attacking police and everything else, you do know why this was allowed to happen, don't you? You do know why the events in D.C. were able to take place, don't you? Because all of security was protecting Netanyahu. And isn't that very telling? It was more important to protect Benjamin Netanyahu than it was to protect Washington, D.C. It was more important to protect Benjamin Netanyahu than it was to protect our own American police officers. It was more important to protect Benjamin Netanyahu and make sure not a hair on his head was touched or offended than it was to make sure an American flag wasn't burned. Now, do I blame Netanyahu for that? Not really. But certainly it was his appearance that led to this. None of this happens if Netanyahu isn't here. That's just a fact. That is just a cold, hard fact. So I get it. I don't like watching them burn American flags and destroy our monuments and make D.C. look like a communist hellhole. So why did we give Netanyahu all the security? Why did we allow him to speak to Congress if we didn't want that to happen? Well, you knew that was going to happen, and then it did.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Making two possibilities a reality, predicting the future of things we all know. Fighting off the disease programming. Century, science has to recognize the single most potent element of human existence, letting the rains go to the unfolding.
Once weapons were manufactured to fight wars, now wars are manufactured to sell weapons. And America is one of the biggest salesmen in the world, and one of the best clients is Israel. And that's why Netanyahu gets special treatment and special protection. And they let D.C. burn because Benjamin Netanyahu is more important. That's the story there. Now, Trump called in to Fox and Friends this morning to talk about the burning of the American flag. And here's what he said in clip 13.
I think you should get a one-year jail sentence if you do anything to desecrate the American flag. Now, people will say, oh, it's unconstitutional. Those are stupid people. Those are stupid people that say that. We have to work in Congress to get a one-year jail sentence. When they're allowed to stomp on the flag and put lighter fluid on the flag and set it afire, and when you're allowed to do that, you get a one-year jail sentence, and you'll never see it again. And all over the world, Putin and President Xi of China, all over the world, they're watching this. Kim Jong-un, he looks at us like we're a bunch of babies.
And our children are watching this.
Now, I tend to disagree with Trump on that. Am I going to, oh my gosh, how dare Trump say that? Okay, a guy running for president is going to be very fervently in support of the American flag and not having it burned. I'm not going to fight him on that. So he can go ahead and do that. That's fine. Now, I would disagree. I would say if you want to purchase an American flag and desecrate it, as he says, then there shouldn't be a criminal statute. Now, you can get into flag code, but there's no criminal statutes that I know of in regards to flag code. And it was decided that burning the American flag is free speech. And I would probably agree. Now, if you're a non-citizen and you burn the American flag, I'd say just deport your ass. How about that? Non-citizen burns the American flag, just deport. Good luck. But this is not that scenario. By the way, I'd bet you that guy running around with that flag is probably a insurgent. But I'm getting distracted. They tore these flags down from a monument. So wait a second. If you're facing charges and jail time for burning a Black Lives Matter flag, if you're facing charges and jail time for putting a skid mark on a gay pride flag, then how are you not facing massive charges and jail time for burning an American flag that was part of a monument that was not your property? So that's a whole different ballgame. Absolutely, you should be facing time then if we're looking for equal justice here. But here's my philosophy. We have laws But we are not a land of laws. We are a land of justice. And there is a big difference. Because there's always gray area when laws are applied. There's always nuance in things where laws get applied. So justice is more important than the laws. And this is why we have a court of law, so that we can seek justice. So to me, here's justice in a situation like this. If you burn an American flag, and let's say a police officer or a veteran or a citizen decides to beat you up pretty badly, then, okay, maybe they get detained and maybe they face some charges, and then they get released, and then when they get their day in court, a judge and or a jury should drop the charges. They say, oh, you are charged with assaulting this man over here. What is your defense? Well, that man burned the American flag. Oh, okay. Charges dropped. That's justice. If you want to burn the American flag and a veteran happens to see you and wants to beat your ass, that's what you get. If you want to burn the American flag and a police officer sees you and roughs you up, that's what you get. That's justice. That's justice to me. Now, again, assault charges, detainment, okay, we have laws. We can go through that practice. We can go through those protocols. That's how it should be. You know, okay, if I go beat this guy's ass because he's burning a flag, I'm going to get an assault charge. I'm going to spend some time in jail. Everybody takes a risk. But then when it's time for justice in the courtroom, yeah, charges dropped. To me, that's justice. To me, that's a land of justice. And that's how it should be. But again, the only reason why any of this happens is because Netanyahu gets special treatment. And so they stood down security and let it happen. Because of precious Netanyahu. Do you think that they would allow that to happen in Israel, folks? Do you think for 1 second they would allow somebody, a group of protesters, to burn an Israeli flag and to desecrate Israeli monuments in Israel? How do you think that would go? Oh, but we let it happen here. Has Netanyahu done anything to help out the police officers that were harmed during that? Oh, but we need Israel's protection. All right. I don't want to spend too much more time on this. But there are a couple other angles. Elon Musk makes this statement. And he's not exactly wrong, but he says, people who have been lifelong Democrats refuse to accept the clear reality that the Democrat Party is rapidly becoming openly anti-Semitic. This trend is accelerating, not slowing down. Knock, knock, hello, Captain Obvious here. Well, there certainly is a anti-Semitic wing of the Democrat Party, if that's what you want to say. There certainly is a we hate Jews level of the Democrat Party, but let's not act like that doesn't exist on the right wing either. What you have is a more fervent anti-Israel left wing, I would say. It's definitely more fervent and more of a, I mean, call it a voting bloc if you want, a movement even. Of anti-Israel on the left. There is certainly an anti-Israel right. There is probably even an anti-Semite right. I mean, some of these right-wingers probably wouldn't even deny they're anti-Semites. But they're not out in the streets desecrating monuments. They're not out in the streets burning American flags. They love America. They take that approach because they're America first, actually. So it's a strange thing. You have an anti-Israel right that is America first. Then you have the anti-Israel left that's America last. But here's what Elon Musk is missing to me. This isn't about the left wing being anti-Israel or anti-Semitic or whatever. Left wingers are bigots. They're bigoted towards everybody. Left wingers are bigots towards black Americans. Left wingers are bigots towards white Americans. Left wingers are bigots towards Jewish Americans. They are bigots. That's all. It's not just anti-Semitic left. They're bigots, all of them. The left wing is a bigot party. So let's not stop there. Let's go all the way. And he knows it. He talks about it all the time, how they hate white people and everything else. So let's not just stop at they're anti-Semitic. They're anti-anything. They are bigots. What they really want is uniformity of thought. If you don't think like they do, then they're bigoted against you. Now, when Kamala Harris comes out and issues a scathing statement against the protesters yesterday, condemning Hamas and promoting the state of Israel, she released that statement now as the vice president and presidential, assumed presidential nominee of the Democrat Party. Folks, that is, whew, interesting political move. And I'm curious what the move is here. Because they certainly know this is going to hurt a lot of their left-wing base that they need so badly. Certainly, they know that this is going to cause a lot of potential Democrat voters that are not going to support Kamala Harris now. So what's the measurement here? Do they think they're going to... Is the measurement that they think they'll steal some of the Jewish vote from Trump? Is that what they're thinking? Is that the move here? I don't know. Because, please, oh, yeah, they really care about America. They really care about stopping riots and stopping the American flag from burning. Please. There's a different political measurement that's being made there. There's a different political measurement that's being made there, for sure. For sure. House unanimously approves task force to investigate assassination attempt on Trump. You know, I haven't talked much about this today. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow to talk about this who's been in law enforcement. He's going to help us analyze the new body cam footage. And I'm just continuing to do analysis and research on my own when I'm off air. So we're going to really dig into that tomorrow. But this was unanimous. Every single Democrat and every single Republican, when was the last time that happened, voted to approve a task force to investigate the assassination attempt. So this is the focus. And I'm going to touch and run on this, but you know, if you've been listening to the show, how I feel. I think the water tower is a distraction. I'm not convinced anything happened there, and I've got good reason to believe it. As far as a second shooter is concerned, I'm not against that theory. I could certainly see it being potential for numerous reasons. My problem is I have yet to see where a second shooter could be and how it measures up with the information we have. I'm just yet to see that. I just have not seen any evidence of where a second shooter could be that lines up with everything we know. Where Trump was hit in the ear, where the people in the stands were hit, where the bleachers were hit, where the hydraulic system was hit. It all comes from the spot where the shooter on the roof was located. I mean, that's just a fact. It all lines up with that spot. Now, again, I get the questions. Well, why would they put the assassination in the hands of this kid? And where are the shell casings and everything else when it comes to the body cam footage? How are there no casings on the roof? They claim they're casings. Where are the casings? So there's legitimate questions about that. I'm just saying I haven't seen anything that shows me where a second shooter would have been. Because every other location people theorize there's a second shooter, it does not line up with the shots taken. It just doesn't. But I'm just going to touch and run on that because we're going to really dig into that tomorrow. And we'll get into some of the new footage and the body cam footage with the former law enforcement who knows a lot about body cam footage, the process to get it, what it's supposed to look like. And I had a conversation with him the other night. And, yeah, he certainly has some interesting questions. But, like, even that graphic that you guys just put on the screen where yeah, I was a little curious about the shot that went through the back rows. The problem is that graphic is not accurate. Because there was nobody on the top left of the bleachers to the right of Trump that got hit. Everybody was to the right of the big screen. So it actually goes back to the original location and the shots being fired. And there's two shots that make the whole row respond. But again, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow. Trump campaign files complaint with FEC seeking to keep Biden from transferring campaign funds to Harris. Hold on, let me go back because I got, look, here's the focus. We can debate second shooter. We can debate whatever. Debate whatever. We can have all the debates, and I'm all for it. We have to do this because we don't trust the FBI. We don't trust the Secret Service. We're not going to get answers. They've made that clear. So we have to do this ourselves, investigate, debate, and everything. But let's be clear. We all have to focus on this one thing. They stood down security, and they're covering it up. That's the story. So we can debate second shooter, third shooter, where everything is, casings, everything. We can debate all this stuff. And a lot of people are going to reach different conclusions. I mean, it's just like the JFK shooting, 1,000 different theories. So that's fine. There was a stand down and there was a cover up. Stand down and cover up. That's the big story. Everything else now is up for debate. Stand down, cover up. All right. Trump campaign files complaint with FEC seeking to keep Biden from transferring campaign funds to Harris. Well, they have frozen the funds now. But remember, record donations in 24 hours to Kamala Harris. It was a lie. It was all money in the Biden treasure chest. It was just all Biden's fundraising that he was doing for a year. And then they just transferred it all to Harris. And they said, look, record fundraising. She's so popular. It's just a total lie. By the way, you know, I'm like 50-50 on these cats, the Krasensteins, where it's like, you know what? On one hand, they celebrated me going to prison. On the other hand, they've been at least willing to debate me a couple times. And then on the other hand, it's just like they just outright lie. I mean, they just outright lie. There's no other way to put it. But I also know that they came to Austin. A couple crew members went out with them, and they're like, yeah, they're actually regular guys. So I'm like 50-50 with these guys. But they put up a poll. So I can't remember if it's Ed or Brian. I think it's Brian. He keeps putting out a poll. He keeps putting out all these polls, and the results keep coming back the opposite of what he wants. He obviously wants them to favor Kamala Harris and favor left-wing politics, and it never does. It comes back. And so he's making up all these excuses why they keep coming back negative. So he launches another poll today, like, okay, we're going to actually get it right this time. Stop rigging the polls. Who do you support for election? And it's, last I checked, was 72% Trump, like 36% Harris, 2% Kennedy. So let's go ahead and look that up again. It's just hilarious to watch this. This is a big left-winger, a million followers or more, left-wing Democrat followers. And every poll he puts out, Trump beats Harris. And it's driving him crazy. And he sits there, he says, Harris is driving MAGA crazy. Oh, my gosh. Harris record fundraising. Harris winning in the polls. MAGA's losing their minds. And then every poll he puts up, Trump is beating Harris by a wide margin. Here's that looks like a screenshot of an older one, guys. Yeah. There's way more votes than that now. We'll get the live update. I don't know if it's Brian or Ed, so we'll find it. The point is, Trump, every poll they put out. Now, I'm not saying Twitter represents reality, but there's obviously far more conservatives on Twitter than liberals, and it's not even close. And I've yet to see a single poll on X that Trump doesn't win. So, yeah, they can do their phone banks. By the way, there it is. Trump, 74%. Kamala Harris, 22%. Quarter million votes. So they can do their phone banks. And they can do their internet polls and everything else. They oversample Democrats by 20 to 15%. And Harris only wins by 2%. Now, again, I say we gotta take this deal like we're 10 points, 20 points behind because the thing's rigged against us. But, I mean, come on. How's that poll going? So, guys, go support Ed Krasenstein in his search for the truth to find out if Kamala Harris or Donald Trump is more popular. It's Brian? Okay, it's Brian. I'm sorry. It's hard to tell the difference. Oh, man, that's funny. They're searching for the truth. And they just can't accept that Trump is more popular. See, but see, these polls, they just do phone banks. What they do is they do phone banks and they call more Democrats, or Democrats lie and say they're Republican to rig these polls, or they buy Democrat email lists and then send out polls to Democrats, and that's how they get these poll results, and then they just type them up. These are not actual live polls. These are all like controlled polling, basically, where they can pick who they want to poll. When you put up a live open poll on X, Trump wins every time. Every single time. Oh, here's an interesting poll. How about this in clip 7? Poll reveals 91% of people who said they were non-citizens who voted. This is from Trust the Vote, or excuse me, True the Vote. Colonel McGregor sharing it, clip 7.
A combined total of 94% of U.S. citizens said they voted for Donald Trump or Joe Biden in the 2020 election. But what's this? A combined total of 91% of people who said they weren't U.S. citizens also voted. Look, you add another candidate, 97% say they voted for somebody. These people say they're not citizens. And 79% of people who weren't sure whether they were U.S. citizens also said they voted for somebody. Now, I can tell you that is stunning and incredible. And you say, all right, well, you know, maybe there were only three of them and this is just noise. But let's go all the way to the top. Out of a sample of 2,466 U.S. likely voters, a combined total of 222 of them said they were not citizens or not sure. That's roughly 10%. So I think it's 9%. Like, that is a statistically significant and major portion of the people who tell us that they are U.S. likely voters.
Well, and obviously, well, that's why they put out the, what did they say on the Yo Voto or whatever? They just don't even give them English stickers. They give them the Spanish stickers. This is why the Democrats want all the illegal citizens in here, folks. It's obvious. They know that they can get them to vote. I mean, duh. They bring them in. They teach them to vote Democrat, and they bring in a whole million voters. Let's stop playing around. That's what they're doing. All right, we got a guest coming up next. It's going to be very interesting to talk to this young gentleman. I want to know what the younger generation thinks about the assassination attempt on Trump and Kamala Harris. So that's our next guest coming up. Folks, you need to go to Dr. Jones Naturals, and you need to get the best energy drink that you're ever going to have, Turbo Force Plus. 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop. Now, if you're like me, I mean, I don't know, maybe you say I'm a caffeine addict. I like caffeine. That's my stimulant of choice, if you will. Big caffeine drinker right here, but don't really like coffee much, so what do? Well, I don't like the energy drinks. They taste like battery acid. They've got all kinds of processed sugar, high fructose corn. No! Okay. All right. Well, I blew that. Okay, well, Turbo Force Plus is sold out, so I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. This stuff sells out fast. You know what's going to sell out next? Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're a fan of Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, I'd buy it up before it sells out. So I didn't even know that. Turbo Force Plus just sold out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is going to sell out next, folks. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take advantage of that before it sells out.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, top research scientist, without me even asking her, telling everybody how incredible this product is. And it's finally back in stock. Nitric Boost is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't just have the vasodilation opening up your arteries and your veins to clean things out. It does so many incredible things. God gave us this compound. So many of the big things you see out there promoted in the media are based on the natural ingredients that are already in this product. So get your amazing Nitric Boost today at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience the health, the vitality, the stamina, the libido, everything that comes with Nitric Boost. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. Has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Nitric Boost, exclusively available, 40% off right now, in stock, ready to ship. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Try it, support the InfoWar. It's a 360 win.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Still trying to connect with our guest. We may be having technical issues, so let me just correct myself here, because I kind of blew that last plug. Folks, if we don't plug and you don't shop at InfoWarsStore.com, we won't have this show. And I love this crew. I love this platform. I was an InfoWarrior before I joined up here, and so let's keep this thing going. Let's keep the mothership in orbit, and let's shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yes, what I was plugging last segment is sold out, Turbo Force Plus. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, another great drink mix at InfoWarsStore.com. Going to sell out soon, 25% off. It will sell out next. Why do I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning? Because it tastes great and it's healthy for me. More than 100% the daily value of vitamin A, B6, B12, vitamin C, vitamin D. And then it's got other things you're probably deficient in, like boron, NAC, glycine. I'm telling you, magnesium. This thing is just stacked, ladies and gentlemen. So it's got all that in one scoop, and it tastes great. Now, I would suggest, if you got kids at home, take out of your fridge the toxic drinks with the processed sugars and the high fructose corn syrup and everything else, the natural flavors, the coloring dyes. Get those out of the fridge. You don't want your kids drinking that. And put in the fridge Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Just make a pitcher of it. You can decide what tastes best. Maybe mix it with juice or just put a bunch of scoops in it. Find out what tastes best. Put that in the fridge. Your kids will love it. They won't be drinking the unhealthy drinks anymore. And you will be supporting the Info War. It's still in stock, right, guys? Right? Still in stock. Not sold out yet. I got to make sure now because these products are selling out fast. Still in stock for now, but it will sell out. So continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a great product. Keep us on air. And it's, you know, it's like massively successful because I just studied media and marketing and everything. It's massively successful. If you get upwards of 10% of your audience to support you by buying products, that's massively successful. It's like most people exist off of 1% of the audience supporting them. And so we're like between like 1 and 5, depending on the day. If everybody listening right now goes and buys a product at InfoWarsStore.com, a great product that you need for your health, make a huge difference and make Alex Jones really happy too. So if you want to see that, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, guys, just quickly, are we okay? So we may be having some technical issues here. And so guys, if we need to abandon ship, I don't even care. I'd rather just go to the phone line. So let's do this. I got a couple minutes left. I got a whole segment coming up. Let's give out the phone number. We'll take your calls. Anything I've covered today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything I've covered, fair game. Give us a call. Our operators will get your name, where you're at, and we'll get you up on the air. All right, I got a couple other stories here. This is really upsetting, but this is the continued persecution of pro-life conservatives. Pro-life conservative activist Bevelyn Beattie Williams sentenced to 3 years in prison for protesting outside of an abortion center and allegedly blocking the entrance. No. She's a powerful activist protesting abortion. She's going to do 3 years. Now, again, what is justice? Justice is when law is applied equally. And when the people get to decide when it's fair and when it's not. Tell me, how many people got arrested for blocking entrances to, a Trump inauguration, a Trump rally? None. How many people got arrested for blocking Jewish students trying to get into their college classroom or get onto their college campus? None. That's allowed. If it's a left-wing protest, it's allowed. But if it's a pro-life protest at an abortion clinic to try to stop a baby from being killed, then you get 3 years. That is heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking. Hey, what do you think about this idea? From Dr. Joseph Cotto. Trump should debate RFK Jr. and ignore Kamala Harris. That's kind of curious, isn't it? What do you guys think about that? What about that? By the way, Trump and Kamala have both agreed to a debate. I'm like 50-50 on if Trump should debate Trump or Trump should debate Harris or not, but it doesn't matter what I think. He's already said he's going to do it. So, but wouldn't that be funny if Trump was just like, no, I'm not going to debate Kamala. She just entered the race. Joe got knocked out, so I'll go ahead and debate RFK Jr., though. Just a total insult. That would hurt, honestly. That would crush her politically, I think. If they just ignored her and did a debate without her, I actually think that would be a strong political move. And I'm just looking at this strategically. If Trump ignored Kamala Harris, because you got to understand, folks, again, you in this audience, you're in the top 1% of information and the top 1% of political IQ. You really are. So to try to apply your understanding and perspective to the general public is just not accurate. I'm serious. If Trump debated RFK Jr. and didn't and just ignored Kamala Harris, most Democrats would think RFK Jr. is the nominee. Don't doubt me on this. So what does that do strategically? Democrats are going to vote for Kennedy. You know, the more I think about this, the more I think it's a better strategy than debating Harris. Let the Democrats deal with Harris. You already debated Biden. You agreed to the debates with Biden. You already agreed to debates in the future with Biden. You beat him. He dropped out. You TKO'd him. He's out of the race. You don't have to debate Kamala. You never agreed to anything with Kamala. I that's what I would do. It's too late. Well, he didn't sign an agreement, I guess. But he already said he would. I'm serious. I would not debate Kamala. I'd say, why would I debate another Democrat? I just knocked out the Democrat. So they don't get to, if I knock out somebody in a fight, you don't get to put somebody else in the fight now. That's not how this works in a boxing match. Oh, I knocked out the fighter. No. They're going to put in a new fighter. No, I won the fight. It's over. They're done. That's what I would do if I was Trump. I would ignore Harris and I would debate RFK Jr. Now, look, he might not want to debate RFK Jr. for strategic reasons. But I actually think it would work to his advantage. I think it would damage Kamala Harris. It would make her look like an illegitimate candidate, which she is. And I think it would put, I think Democrats would think he's the candidate now, and they would vote for him. Do not doubt me on that. That would be the strategy if I was advising Trump. I'd say, look, RFK Jr. is going to take more votes from Democrats than you right now. But especially if you go up there and you stand on that stage with staunch right-wing politics and you force him to go left on these major issues, Democrats are going to vote for him. You're not going to lose a bunch of votes by debating RFK Jr. Democrats are. That would be my strategy. I would embarrass Kamala Harris by refusing to debate her, and then I would go debate RFK Jr., and trick Democrats into thinking that he's the nominee, and then show Democrats that, hey, look, if you want an actual Democrat, if you want more of a classical liberal Democrat, vote for RFK Jr. I think that would work. I really do. All right, we're going to take calls. By the way, this is a big story, barely making any news. U.S., Canada intercept Russian and Chinese jets off Alaska. NORAD detects Russian Tu-95 and Chinese H-16 military aircraft off Alaska. Now, look, they intercept Russian jets quite often. That's not so odd. The Russian aspect of this, kind of commonplace, actually. And it would make sense, Russia right there off Alaska. It's the Chinese jets, folks, that are very, that's what's odd about this. That's what's abnormal about this. That's what's concerning about this. Usually it's just Russians. But now it's Chinese and Russians. That's concerning. So it's happened. They pushed Russia into the arms of the Chinese. They wanted to date us. They wanted to marry us. But we pushed them right into the arms of the Chinese. Horrible geopolitical strategy.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. It's time to fight back with Brain Force Plus from InfoWars, the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. This new enhanced formula contains 20% more capsules per bottle and has been enhanced for maximum potency, containing a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract for an added kick. The InfoWars crew and a team of scientists tested hundreds of different options before choosing the undisputed winning formula that is Brain Force Plus. Now is the time to secure your bottle and flip the switch for yourself. Supercharge your state of mind with Brain Force Plus and see why the InfoWars is powered by this key formula.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Came out and pretended like she was the president, and she was the one meeting with Netanyahu, saying Israel will. I met with Netanyahu and I assured Netanyahu Israel will always have our support and the ability to protect itself. Are you the president? Who gave you that command? Interesting. Interesting. All right, to the phone lines we go. Speaking of Kamala Harris, Tim in California wants to talk Kamala Harris. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
She's not sure whether or not she was border czar. And you went through a laundry list of all the different reasons why people from 170 countries might want to illegally come to our country and take advantage of all the free stuff. But the one thing we got to move up to the top of the list of reasons why it's happened is because back in the Democratic national debate, he was one of like 20 people on stage and said, if I get elected president, you should immediately surge the border.
I'll tell him to surge the border. Surge the border is what he yelled.
Yeah, but you get the point. If you invite the whole world to come here and then they come here, you shouldn't act like, well, I wonder why they're coming here.
Did we leave any room for doubt that Harris is the border czar today?
I don't think so.
So isn't it amazing? And look, see, and I don't even care to play these nuanced games about, oh, well, we didn't actually say she was the border czar. She's in charge of diplomacy and root causes. Okay, well, what has she done for that? So tell me what she's done for that. There's still a zero. She still gets a 0%, whether she's the border czar or the border diplomat. It doesn't make a difference. It's still a zero.
Well, it depends on what you mean by if. It matters what if is.
Okay, Dr. Peterson.
Good to talk to you, Owen. Keep going.
That's funny. Okay, that's funny. Oh, boy. All right. Don't get me on that one. Let's go to Doug in Kansas. Doug, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I was wondering about that gal that had the interview with the news report about she said she seen a man on the tower get shot. And
so,
there hasn't been another word about it.
Yeah. So here's again, I think people in an event like that, a shooting, maybe they hear something, they see something, and they reach a conclusion that's not accurate. Now, you haven't heard more about that? You haven't heard about any other eyewitnesses or any other evidence? I'm sitting here and analyzing the shots fired, where we can tell that they went or hit, and there's nothing that adds up to me that would say there was a shooter on the water tower. I mean, so you'd have to basically say that the shooter was on the water tower, and that's the shooter that hit the shooter on the roof, and then I guess he flying squirrel suited off the water tower into the woods. That'd be the only way I could see there being a shooter on the water tower.
You'd think he'd have fell off. And everybody would see that. But she did that interview and then disappeared conveniently, I guess.
There's no way to track these people. I mean, how would I find her to talk to her, you know?
You got me. They find people that talk on their phone all the time and say stuff. I don't know how to do it. But anyway, my next one was at the end of Biden's address to the nation there. He said something really strange, I think, unless I misheard it. I think he said God saved the military instead of God blessed the military.
Oh, really?
And
he always does that thing. He says, God bless our troops. That's like his sign-off line that he says every time. Just total pandering.
I think he said save it. I think he slipped, but you might want to look back at that. And then
Biden misspoke? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, yeah, I understand that. But anyway, and another thing, a few weeks or so back, you said something about Alice Cooper. And I'd like you to look at a song he wrote way back in my day. I'm 68 years old, and it's called Flight of the White Fry. And that fits Biden to the T if you want to check into that and have a good laugh.
Have you ever seen Alice Cooper and Jill Biden in the same room at the same time?
No, I have not.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll have to dig into that. All right, Doug, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dr. D in Ohio. Dr. D, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress yesterday. I actually didn't see any reporting on that on InfoWars breaking news feed, which I thought was sort of odd, being that this was such a big news item. But anyway, I thought that the speech was abhorrent and disgusting. Obviously, all of the senators and congressmen in attendance, or at least the majority of them, seemed to all be bought and paid for by AIPAC, and they were sitting there cheering him on, standing up like trained seals. And I don't see that this is an America First agenda whatsoever. The Congress, the senators and congressmen, the vast majority of them are actually Israel First and not America First. So I think that's a big issue. They're not basically doing the bidding of their constituents. And some of the comments that I think were really sort of mind-blowing that Netanyahu made, and pretty much nobody was willing to challenge him on, included the fact that he was propping up Israel as having the moral high ground in saying that they value the sanctity of life, when it's clear that they've been responsible for massacring over 40,000 Palestinians.
Well, he said, I don't remember the exact quote, he said there has been very little loss of civilian life. He said, like, none, I think. He said none. He might have even said none.
Well, he said practically none is how he termed, how he actually worded that.
You said it right. And look, the reason why I can't speak for the writers or the other hosts, I didn't cover the Netanyahu speech because I was focusing on the FBI hearing on the Trump assassination, and then I was focusing on the Biden speech, and there was some other news stuff, and then obviously the riots in D.C. So I went and watched it last night, and I had the same feeling you did. It was absolutely disgusting. It was abhorrent. I don't know how any American could sit there and feel good about that, especially, again, how is it that Israel gets treated better than America by our own Congress? Because they own our Congress. That's not controversial to say. That's a fact.
Yeah, and then he went so far as to talk about the pro-Palestinian protesters, a lot of whom are, I mean, these are Americans that just, you know, find this whole situation in Gaza to be, you know, very, you know, just abhorrent, and calling them the useful idiots of Iran and proxies of Iran. I mean, just the level of gaslighting and, lies coming out of Netanyahu's mouth.
It was disgusting.
It's mind-blowing.
No, you're absolutely right. It was completely disgusting. It was abhorrent. And for Netanyahu, but it's all right. You know, he owns Congress. We know that. Israel owns Congress. So he gets to go up there and convince Americans that all of Israel's wars are our wars and that America needs Israel. I mean, see, that's the most insulting thing to me. Israel needs America. And that's the whole reason why they buy our Congress, and that's the whole reason why he goes in front of Congress and lies to us. So, no, I'm sorry, America does not need Israel.
Yeah, there's no national security interest as far as the United States to be supporting Israel. We don't get anything out of it. It's just the other way around. Israel is the one that reaps all the benefits, and we basically end up being on the losing end of the losing end, basically. I mean, you've got all of these, people in this country that are, having economic issues, and here we are.
Well, you're absolutely right. I want to take one more call, Dr. D. Thank you for the call. I want to squeeze in Mike real quick. Mike, go ahead.
Yep, I want to talk about the same thing pretty much. That's what I was calling in for. Israel absolutely needs America. And you're absolutely right. They 100% own the Congress, and that's the biggest problem. You know, we just celebrated Independence Day on July 4th, and are we independent? Or we're being controlled by a different country?
Netanyahu should have been up there in Congress kissing our ass, praising our country, offering us money, kissing the boots of our congressmen, begging America for help. That's what it should have been like. Instead, it's like, you need to help us fight Iran. We didn't kill any civilians. You need us. You need Israel. It was disgusting. And look, you know what? We're out of time. It is what it is. We're going to do it again in 21 hours right here. The Veterans Call-In Show tomorrow. I got some pretty special guests you're not going to want to miss.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam.
A war
is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder, since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement, paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.